Welcome to Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coben. Dr. Coben is an author, columnist, financial planner, and international lecturer. He holds a PhD degree in public policy, MA degrees in economics and business economics, and is a graduate of Reformed Bible College. Dr. Coben is an outspoken critic of public schools, government regulation, the IRS, paper money, welfare, and abortion. An evangelical Christian and the father of six homeschooled children, Dr. Coben is applauded by listeners across America and around the world as a champion of liberty, limited government, free markets, and peace. Now let's join Dr. Coben with Christian Worldview.
And we welcome you to Christian Worldview this morning, this 15th day of June. I had to check my watch there. I'd forgotten what day it was. 15th day of June, 2005. Here in the upstate of South Carolina, we have 72 or 73 degrees just about everywhere at the moment. Going to get up into the mid-90s, they're saying today. Very, very hot. Expect humidity out the roof again, and it's going to be a real, real problem all day. So you can enjoy your cubicle once again as you make your way out to the office, knowing that it's going to be very, very warm outside. Some people enjoy that, and hope you can bask in that hot, humid weather, and you have it, enough of it here today. Well, we got a lot of good stories on tap for everyone this morning, as usual, on the Christian Worldview Show. Our research, our illustrious volunteer research staff has once again found out some great gems. Here's one that was sent up to me, and a little note attached to it saying, John, take a deep breath, remain calm, and chop away on this one. The rich-poor gap gaining attention, a remark by Greenspan, symbolizes concern that wealth disparities may destabilize the economy. That's from a staff writer, Peter Greer, of the Christian Science Monitor. The income gap between the rich and the rest of the U.S. population has become so wide and growing so fast that might eventually threaten the stability of democratic capitalism itself. Is that a liberal talking point? Sure, but it's also a line from the recent testimony of a champion of the free market, Federal Reserve Chairman Alan Greenspan. How can anybody champion the free market and have anything to do with a Federal Reserve system? We're talking about insidious and evil, folks. At any rate, yeah, he used to also favor the gold standard, too. Remember Alan Greenspan? He used to be a follower of Ayn Rand and of libertarian, or objectivism, at least. Well, guess what? Now he is in charge of one of the greatest evil institutions, the most evil institutions in the world, not only the history of the world, but especially in our United States of America. Well, at any rate, he's making these comments, supposedly a free market conservative. He says, America's powerful cartel banker, or no, they said central banker, excuse me, hasn't suddenly lurched into the left of Democratic National Committee Chief Howard Dean. His solution is better education today to create a flexible workforce for tomorrow, not confiscation of plutocrats' yachts. But the fact that Mr. Greenspan speaks out on this topic at all may show how much the growing concentration of national wealth at the top, combined with the uncertainties of increased globalization, worries economic policymakers as they peer into the future. Here's the conventional wisdom, says Jared Bernstein, senior economist at the Economic Policy Institute, a liberal think tank. When I'm arguing with people, I say, even Alan Greenspan says, and so on and so forth. Well, skipping down through this rather long article, liberals are overjoyed by the words from a man who is the high priest of capitalism? Not really, or at least not entirely. For one thing, some liberal analysts prefer to focus on the very tip of the income scale, not the top 20%. Recent Congressional Budget Office data show that the top 1% of the population received 11.4% of the national after-tax income in 2002. Skipping on a little further. On the other hand, some conservatives label the whole inequity or inequality debate as a myth. The media's recent focus on the subject stems from its liberal bias and clever press management by Democrats, they say. Inequality studies often ignore the wealth created by rising house prices, for instance, and homes present the most substantial investment by many, if not most, Americans. Well, especially if you're in California and maybe around some of the larger towns. When Democrats today raise the inequality flag, they are simply trying to attack President Bush's tax cuts but albeit directly, says Mr. Bartlett, a lot of this is driven by the estate tax debate. Well, at any rate, what does he say? What is the problem here, according to Alan Greenspan? Well, it's about the problem of education. We have a problem with the U.S. schools have done nothing to really promote people's productivity. Well, are we surprised about that? I mean, why should we be surprised if anything bad coming out of the public school? Greenspan says the cause of this problem, education, according to Greenspan, specifically high school education. U.S. children test above the world average levels at the fourth grade level, but he noted by the 12th grade, they do not. We have to do something to prevent that from happening, he says. Oh, really? Well, what would you do? How about having people homeschool or just eliminating entirely the public school education system? They'd probably learn more by sitting around and watching cars go down the street or sitting under the freeway overpass and just listening to the tumble and rumble noise of much locomotion. This is the public school system does nothing to educate most people, as we can tell, and in a real serious sense of education. It's not something they couldn't learn on their own in a good year's worth of time for all the years wasted in public schools, especially inner city schools. This is the record. I know it's not my experience. I learned from my public education. Well, you know, you might have learned more than the average person in inner city school, but remember, folks, there are many, many people, millions of people every year who get turned out of public schools who can't, you know, read, write well. They're functionally illiterate, even with a high school diploma. That's unfortunately the legacy of what public schooling has brought us. At any rate, interesting article from Alan Greenspan, about Alan Greenspan, this Federal Reserve chairman. Are you tired of politicians who raise taxes, invade your privacy, and assume that you do not have the sense to make your own decisions? Try voting libertarian for a change. Would you like to meet other libertarians? You'll find they are regular people like you, concerned about the state of our republic and willing to act on that concern. Our business meeting is at 6:30 p.m. the second Thursday of the month at Prime Sirloin on Woodruff Road, across from Greenville Mall. Visitors are welcome. To talk politics, join us for the meetup at 8 p.m. on the fourth Wednesday of the month. It's at Cafe Underground, just off of Main Street in downtown Greenville. Would love to swap ideas with you for restoring limited constitutional government. Thank you for supporting the Libertarian Party and Christian Worldview on the Tyranny Response Network. Now, I want to remind listeners that we have tyrannyresponse.net or tyrannyresponse.com, and this website is the Tyranny Response Network's homepage, and we'd be happy to invite you there. That's where you can actually listen live over the internet. There's a link there to do that, as well as listen to the recorded shows of the last couple of days, in case you missed one. And there are some really important, famous shows that are there as well. Famous because we think so. For instance, there was the Memorial Day special, the Memorial of Villainy. That show is archived there, as well as my interview with Chuck Baldwin, former vice presidential candidate for the Constitution Party and pastor in Florida. That is on there. And the special series on Romans 13 and 1 Peter chapter 2, that broadcast is there as well. We have a few Liberty Minutes programs showing the nature of the state and the Christian's relationship to public policies. And this is an interesting section. Here you can listen to audio on these five very important topics. First of all, the difference between government and the state, highlighting Albert J. Nock. Secondly, Christians and self-defense against criminals, including the state. Thirdly, Christian views on rebellion, highlighting the American War for Independence. Fourth, the divine ordination of state criminals and legalized crime. And finally, the theology of public policy in political context. This list will continue to grow over the next several weeks during the summer as I'm continuing other series answering these deep questions for Dr. Coben's radio show, which can be found also on the website. This coming week, coming up, just so you can anticipate a little bit, I'm going to be talking about the Second Amendment with this coming series, this coming article in the Times Examiner. So be looking for that. Yes, the Times Examiner may also be found on the website. Another worthy piece of information. If you have a chance to subscribe to the Times Examiner, you'll be glad that you did. 864-268-0576 is their phone number. You can subscribe for just $25 in-state and $27 out-of-state. Call 864-268-0576. Also need to put an ad in. Well, a good thing to do as well. They're needing of ad revenue to support that paper, and we want that paper to continue to go. Where else are you going to hear these great libertarian, pro-life libertarian, and true conservative columnists in the regular columns? And this is the place you go to, the Times Examiner. At any rate, also you'll find some events pages. You know, we have a calendar at tyrannyresponse.net at the bottom of the events page. For instance, you'll find out that last night, in case you missed it, you had the Patriots meeting, Carolina Patriots meeting up in Asheville, and this Friday night there'll be another one in Fountain Inn. Tomorrow night, the League of the South is meeting. That's Thursday night, the 16th. So there's your calendar. You need to go and find out more about the events in the upstate area, political meetings and different kinds of parties, political parties, for instance, or things like the Institute on the Constitution, educational meetings. They're all here listed for you at tyrannyresponse.com. Wanted to, again, invite you to go there. Thanks to Rip and Richie for doing such a great job in getting this stuff up on the website for all of you to see. Remember, Rip and Richie's show is slated to begin this week. There's some technical difficulties for those of you who've been trying to tune in at 4:30 to hear Rip and Richie and Bob Llewellyn, the co-hosts of the Sacred House Slaughterhouse. Remember, this will eventually come to pass. It's just a matter of overcoming some technical hurdles, and they're working on that. Maybe it'll start today, so keep your radio tuned in the 4:30 to 6 o'clock hour as we hope to hear that new show coming on the Tyranny Response Network. You're listening to Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coben, and we'll be back in just a minute.
Warning, Dr. Coben's show is not recommended for anyone with an aversion to deep thinking and critical analysis.
Are you interested in knowing about the faith and legacies of Robert E. Lee and Stonewall Jackson? Check out Warriors of Honor. It's a new DVD produced by New Liberty Videos. You can get a copy of this video by emailing the Tyranny Response Network production staff at production@policyofliberty.net. That's production@policyofliberty.net. It's only $20, and it's well worth it. Take it from me, Dr. John Coben. I've seen this video, Warriors of Honor. It is just outstanding in producing something of value for those who love liberty, who hold to the Christian perspective, and want to be encouraged about our past. Finally, a documentary that is willing to speak plainly about the Christian faith of Jackson and Lee. It is a beautiful and accurate account of two great Southern leaders and a war that forever changed our country. Steve Wilkins.
Albert Einstein once said, "Unthinking respect for authority is the greatest enemy of truth."
Hi, this is Dr. John Coben. Is it okay for a Christian to become wealthy? Did you know that 8 out of 10 Americans will face retirement with little or no savings, even Americans who had good incomes? At Integrity Group, we are dedicated to providing personalized service, finding effective ways to protect and increase your hard-earned money. Integrity Group is an independent financial planning firm that offers a wide range of services. We specialize in finding creative, custom solutions to meet the needs of each individual. Do you have concerns about providing for your retirement? Do you want to ensure that catastrophes like disability or long-term care will not wipe out your savings? Do you need to have your assets protected from creditors? Do you want tax-advantaged growth of your savings? At Integrity Group, we recognize that time passes all too quickly. Sound financial planning is not something to be delayed. Our offices are located at 514 Pettigrew Street in downtown Greenville. Make an appointment with Integrity Group today at 864-244-6464. That's 864-244-6464.
Thomas Jefferson said, "Sometimes it is said that man cannot be trusted with the government of himself. Can he then be trusted with the government of others? Or have we found angels in the forms of kings to govern him? Let history answer this question."
You're listening to TRN, the Tyranny Response Network, where we comfort the afflicted and afflict the comfortable.
And we welcome you back to Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coben. And we have some more interesting articles to follow up on. Well, that was a real scare, by the way, yesterday, that tsunami thing. My mother still lives in California, and I was concerned about her because she lives right on the coast. Then, of course, it was canceled. Interesting to think the providence of God in any moment could bring such a thing upon folks. Indeed, many of you probably know folks still on the West Coast that could be affected by such things as tsunamis. Interesting what happened yesterday when we think of and ponder all those things. The life is so fragile. too fragile to be left in the hand of statists and people on the left who continually want to continue on to deny us our rights. Sad thing, but certainly the way it is. Well, we try to break the back of that a little bit here with Christian Worldview. Do our small part as we possibly can in the job of the task of actually debunking all the brainwashing that goes on. The Deep South's response to a lynching apology. The Senate's gesture fits a larger pattern of attempts at reckoning, but too many, it comes too late. Patrick Johnson, correspondent for the Christian Science Monitor. What is the Tyranny Response Network staff doing reading all sorts of Christian Science Monitors, Christian Science Monitor publications? I don't know. Well, maybe they found a few interesting things. Amends. Senator Mark Pryor of Arkansas shook hands with James Cameron, the Capitol. James Cameron in the Capitol. Mr. Cameron is the only known lynching survivor in the U.S. Ivan Vici. As part of a broader reckoning of past racist crimes, the U.S. Senate, and this week in front of the only man known to survive a lynching, 91-year-old James Cameron, formally apologized for its failure to enact anti-federal lynching legislation during the heyday of mob law. So, isn't that interesting that that's happened? What do we think about lynching as a people and espousing a Christian worldview? We'll talk about that in just a second here. Nathan Davis, a black septuagenarian who lived through the Jim Crow era, sees the apology as a selfish flourish to appease Washington's guilt, serving to fan the flames of racial discontent, not cool them. Well, lynching is a horrible thing, and by the way, it's not just America where lynching occurs. I digress for just a moment and say, when I was in Guatemala teaching there, I used to read the daily paper, and they would give statistics of the last 6 months, the number of murders, number of people kidnapped, a number of rapes, these kinds of things, and one of the items on the list was the number of lynchings, and it was always quite high. The reason for that is Guatemala and many countries in Central America have a huge problem because not everybody can speak Spanish. In fact, more than half of Guatemalans either do not speak Spanish or do not have Spanish as their first language and as a regular use language, and therefore it's kind of broken Spanish that they speak. You think, well, what do they speak if they don't speak Spanish? Well, they speak the tribe language, the Indian language. Could be Aztec or Mayan or all sorts of combinations of different languages from Indian tribes. That's what they speak, and so they can't read the law, they can't know the law. There's no justice courts administered by private individuals. It's all done by the state and in Spanish, and so when they think somebody's guilty, they simply run them up a tree and hang them. And there are frequently lynchings. Tourists are warned to stay away, or Americans, if you ever get in trouble in some of these rural areas, you could well be killed by some of these unsavory characters, so to speak. Well, lynching is not something that we want to aspire to in civil society. From a Christian worldview point of view, and based on the idea in the Bible that there are by the two mouths of two or three witnesses shall everything be established, and let everything be done in decently and in order, and the premise that we want to know the truth, not to know what our passions might lead us to believe, which can be greatly mistaken at times. We have set up in Western civilization and history the idea of having a judiciary and a court system where people are caused to think about the issue before someone is punished, to actually go through the process of adjudication, of litigation, and so forth, in order to try to prove a case clearly without any doubt, so that the rational mind can see that, yes, indeed, we're doing the right thing by either enslaving a person or executing a person or whatever it might be. This is part of the Christian worldview, folks, and it's part, of course, built into the common law system of all Western nations that have had been under the British Empire at some point in their history. And it's something that we need to espouse here because we do not want to have simply a vigilante sort of society. Now, remember, the Old Testament judges and those tribal leaders also gave justice out to folks. There was until a time when you had court proceedings there as well as here. And this is lynching kind of thing. It's just a wrong, horrible thing. It doesn't matter what color a person's skin is or what gender they are. Lynching is simply not a good principle to follow, not a biblical principle to follow. Now, should we be surprised that it happens? No, not at all, because of the heart of man. We realize the heart of man is evil, and that men will continually try to abuse other men. In fact, how can anything be more abusive than the mother who becomes the judge and jury and prosecutor of her unborn child and just decides to slaughter him in the most cruel way, burn him to death, or slice him up? I'll tell you what, folks, lynching is a far greater or far better for society than having abortion. There's nothing more cruel that I can think of than an innocent person being sliced up and destroyed or burned to death, as happens in the mother's womb. Abortion doctors, so-called doctors, I use that word euphemistically because I don't see how murderers should be called doctors. Those terms are not synonymous. At any rate, lynching, a bad deal. Interesting that the article was brought up today. It's a good discussion to have once in a while here on Christian Worldview. And we are listening to Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coben, and we're going to take a quick break. Be back in just a minute.
Warning: Dr. Coben's show is not recommended for anyone with an aversion to deep thinking and critical analysis.
Hello, this is Dr. John Coben. Get a copy of Bible and Government, Public Policy from a Christian Perspective, my latest book. You can buy it online from Alertness Books. The link is at the top of policyofliberty.net. That's www.policyofliberty.net. It's only $11, and it will help you think about the Christian's relationship to public policy and the nature of the state. Be sure to get a copy today of Bible and Government, Public Policy from a Christian Perspective.
Marquis de Sade said, "Social order at the expense of liberty is hardly a bargain."
This is Dr. John Coben. Visit policyofliberty.net. That's www.policyofliberty.net on the web. You'll find there books and articles written by Dr. John Coben, that's me, the Tyranny Response Unit, regarding things related to covenant marriage, allodial land titles, and free market economics. You'll also find there portraits of famous economists, including their biographical information and links to their famous works, as well as many, many quotations for liberty. Visit policyofliberty.net on the web today and find a wealth of information to help advancement of the truth.
Mr. Speaker, I want someone on that side of the House to tell me the difference between the bold robber who holds you up on the highway and robs you of your money and the government that does the bidding of a band of robbers who prescribe the conditions by which you shall come in and surrender your money. I will tell you the difference. One takes his chances and runs the risk of losing his own life in his effort to rob others, while the other gang uses the governmental machinery to hold up and plunder the citizen and, in the name of law, commits his crimes against humanity. Congressman James T. Heflin, Alabama, 1909.
Liberalism is not to be tossed lightly aside, but to be hurled with great force.
Do you long for a return to the constitutionally limited government originally given us by our founding fathers, but feel powerless to make it happen? Are you disgusted with the immorality legislated from Washington and forced upon us by federal judges? Do you wish there were more people who felt the way you do? Well, Christian Exodus shares your beliefs. Our members are the Christian constitutionalists just like you, and we're working in South Carolina to elect godly men who refuse to obey illegal federal court rulings, just as Judge Roy Moore did in Alabama. Our forefathers lit the path to liberty. Now our sons depend upon our success today. Please join with us at www.christianexodus.org. And we thank Dr. Coben and for his program, The Christian Worldview Show, on the Tyranny Response Network for Southern Independence, Corey. And we do thank you, Corey, for your support, and we're glad to be able to promote the Christian Exodus movement here on the Christian Worldview Day program. By the way, if you're interested in calling the show to talk about any of these important themes, the number to reach us at is 864-849-0275. That's 864-849-0275. The backup line is also working, but shouldn't be necessary, as yesterday we had great success with our with our new phone system, except for one guy had an echo, I think a listener said, but other than that, seemed to do pretty well. The backup line is 864-201-6955. That's 864-201-6955. Hope to hear from you soon here on the Christian Worldview Today program. Well, there was there have been a few other articles that have been found from the research staff after they listened to Alan Greenspan's comment about income inequality in America and people being because of bad education getting into a more dire situation, that things could actually devolve quite quickly to or degenerate quite quickly in America on account of the income gap. The research staff found the from the Foundation for Economic Education's publication, The Freeman, September 2002, an article by Don Boudreau. And Don Boudreau at the time was the president of FEE. Now he's at George Mason University, my alma mater. He says there's more wealth inequality always, he says, the concession goes, but even the poorest are much better off with capitalism than without it. And that's an interesting comment, because before we had capitalism, his point is, when there was royalty and nobility and feudalism and manorialism, and after that, when we've had socialism and communism around the world, we find that poor people get far worse off, because instead of having a gap, people are close together, but they're not close together on the upper end of the scale. They're close together on the poor end of the scale. In fact, those other systems make us poorer, not richer. So he's saying that it's better to have what we have in modern America and have the differences that we have in incomes, where everybody at least has an opportunity to be far more wealthy than they would be elsewhere. Likewise, in another May 1955 Foundation for Economic Education article in the Freeman, this one by the famous economist Ludwig von Mises, he points out the exact same thing, saying once again that people look upon inequality as an evil. They do not assert that definite degree of inequality which can be exactly determined by a judgment free of any arbitrariness, and personal evaluation is good and has to be preserved unconditionally. They, on the contrary, declare inequality in itself bad and merely contend that a lower degree of it is a lesser evil than a higher degree, in the same sense in which a smaller quantity of poison in a man's body is a lesser evil than a larger dose. And Ludwig von Mises goes on to point out, folks, there is nothing wrong with having income inequality. It's impossible for us to ever have exactly equal wealth. Why is that? Because wealth ultimately is subjective. Just because I might like a Lamborghini doesn't mean that everybody else might like to have a Lamborghini. And I'm being facetious, folks. I mean, I don't think I'd want to spend $300,000 on a car. Well, I might like to spend $300,000 on a car, but let's put it this way. Being a good steward of my assets, I wouldn't think that would be a good use of money, since I'm not among the super rich. So at any rate, let's suppose that everybody had an opportunity to have a Lamborghini. Not everybody would feel equally as rich, because it's not the kind of car that they want. Some people might want a Silver Shadow or whatever the top Rolls Royce is now that costs $400,000. Other people might want a Ferrari. Other people might want an expensive Maserati. You don't know, because everybody's tastes and preferences are different. And wealth, what makes one person feel wealthy, does not necessarily make another person feel wealthy. There is no objective sense in what somebody can say is wealth for a society in general. Now, you can measure it with money, and why? Because money itself, although it's not wealth, allows us to quickly exchange the pieces of paper or whatever we might have as money for things of true value to us. But the idea that we can actually equalize wealth is preposterous on its face. Remember, Jesus told us, the poor you have with you always, and that must be true. There must never be an opportunity for us to get rid of poor people, or income inequality for that matter. Why? Because someone's always going to have more than somebody else, even if it's just one little thing. And beyond that, we have the subjectivity problem, where not everybody agrees that one thing is as valuable as another person thinks it is. Just ask yourself a question. If you were given a choice today, what's more valuable? A brand new racing bicycle? A trip to Iguazu Falls in Brazil? Or a weight loss program from a fancy diet center? All of them might have the same price tag of $2,000. Now, which one of those things is more valuable? Well, don't you understand, folks? It depends on the person you ask. For some people, they would never want to ride a bike. For other people, they would never want to travel anywhere outside of the United States. And for still other people, there's no reason to go to a weight loss center at all. Even if you could sell the ticket, it wouldn't be worth having. And for, again, vice versa, some of those things are clearly more valuable than other for other particular groups. Even though the price tag is exactly the same $2,000, it's not clear which one is more valuable because it depends on the individual. There's a little, just a small economics lesson for you. Mises continues, there's no use in fooling ourselves. Our present taxation policy is headed toward a complete equalization of wealth and incomes and thereby toward socialism. That's their goal, he says. This trend can be reversed only by the cognition of the role that profit and loss of the resulting inequality of wealth and incomes play in the operation of the market economy. People must learn that the accumulation of wealth by the successful conduct of business is the corollary of the improvement of their own standard of living and vice versa. And you must have the opportunity for people to be entrepreneurs and raise their income levels in order to have success and a better society in general. Appreciate Mises' comments, as usual, right on the money. And thanks to the research staff for finding out these great economic truths for us this morning. You're listening to Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coben. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
You're listening to TRN, the Tyranny Response Network. It's roughage for your brain.
Government is not reason. It is not eloquence. Government is force. Like fire, it is a dangerous servant and a fearful master. President George Washington.
This is Dr. John Coben from Christian Worldview. You know, a lot of my listeners call and ask me about allodial land titles, covenant marriage, and other topics of importance to Christians who love liberty. Many of these things I've written about at the policyofliberty.net bookstore called Alertness Books. We invite you to visit the Alertness Books bookstore today and pick up the materials that will help you learn the truth and be free.
Marquis de Sade said, "Social order at the expense of liberty is hardly a bargain."
The Patriot Network is a national federation of local clubs devoted to bringing relief to the oppressed American taxpayer. It is based right here in the South Carolina Upcountry and chaired by Dr. John Coben's associate, legendary freedom warrior Robert Clarkson. Visit our website at patriotnetwork.info for full contact information, meeting times, and locations around the South and beyond. That's Patriot Network, one word, .info. There you can also sample many action reports, current and past issues of our newsletter, and mainstream news features about IRS rot, corruption, and incompetence. Find out what our decades-old organization may be able to do to put a stop to your IRS problems. PatriotNetwork.info commends Dr. John Coben on the founding of the Tyranny Response Network and his unique Christian worldview show, heard weekday mornings right here on TRN. Warning, Dr. Coben's show is not recommended for anyone with an aversion to deep thinking and critical analysis. Sick of having the dead flies of bad public policy stink up the ointment of American liberty? The follies and foibles of the political sages of our day are plucked out daily on Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coben, weekday mornings from 7:30 to 9 o'clock, right here on 97.7 FM in Greenville. Welcome to Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coben. Dr. Coben is an author, columnist, financial planner, and international lecturer. He holds a Ph.D. degree in public policy, M.A. degrees in economics and business economics, and is a graduate of Reformed Bible College. Dr. Coben is an outspoken critic of public schools, government regulation, the IRS, paper money, welfare, and abortion. An evangelical Christian and the father of six homeschooled children, Dr. Coben is applauded by listeners across America and around the world as a champion of liberty, limited government, free markets, and peace. Now let's join Dr. Coben with Christian Worldview.
And we welcome you back. We welcome you back to Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coben. We have currently in the upstate about 77, 75, 76 degrees, depending on where you are. It's going to be a warm one today, folks, looking to get up into the mid-90s. And every time they tell you a temperature for a high, I found it to be about 10 degrees low. So who knows? It may even get over 100 degrees today. And it's going to be very hot and humid in the upstate. Mostly sunny skies, but that won't be any solace to you today as you end up having to suffer as you go outside in this heat. Remember, being from the true south, that is Southern California, it's very hard for the Tyranny Response Unit to get used to the very hot, muggy weather that sometimes plagues or often plagues the eastern part of the United States. And today, we are really in for it here in South Carolina, it sounds like. It's not even summer yet. You know, it's only June 15th. We're already getting this kind of weather. Well, I wanted to remind you of a couple of events. Remember that the Libertarian Party is having their annual picnic this Saturday at Mineral Springs Park in Williamston, South Carolina. If you get a chance to attend, show up around noon and bring, I believe, a covered dish, and you'll be more than welcome to enjoy the festivities with the Libertarian Party there. I'll try to be there myself, maybe even have a few words to say to those folks who come out for the Upstate Libertarian Society this weekend in Williamston. I also want to remind folks that you can find out about all the events and things going on in the Upstate here on the tyrannyresponse.com or .net website. Simply follow that link to tyrannyresponse.net and you'll find the calendar of events going on this week and every week during the month, thanks to Rip and Richie. For instance, tomorrow night we have the League of the South meeting at Prime Sirloin at 6:30. The following night, down in Fountain Inn at 104 South Main Street, the Carolina Patriots have their meeting. Hope you can attend both of those two meetings coming up. And, of course, next week we have the Institute on the Constitution, once again, 6:30 p.m. in Piedmont, South Carolina. That's at 203 Ina Marie Lane. All those things are, all that information is available on the internet site, tyrannyresponse.com. Just a reminder, too, June is a special month for trying to raise funds at the Tyranny Response Network. Why? Well, because of your generosity, we've been able to raise funds, and it's not huge donors here, folks. We're talking about people giving small checks, small cash contributions to the TRN, and by doing that, we, of course, aggregate all those things, are able to buy new transmission equipment for the Tyranny Response Network service providers. And, of course, being independent, it's difficult for them to, and volunteers, it's difficult for them to raise a lot of the capital that's needed to provide a high-quality signal. Well, now we have an opportunity to do that once again here in the Upstate. As they've just purchased some additional transmission equipment, they're looking to do it again, especially trying to expand through the Spartanburg area and trying to continue our drive. And by doing that, by saying that, we wanted to let you know that here at the Tyranny Response Network, we have a special promotion this month. For those who contribute $25 or more this month, they'll receive a free signed copy, autographed copy of my book, my latest book, Bible and Government, Public Policy from a Christian Perspective. In addition to that, if they are able to contribute $100 or more, they'll also receive the video called Warriors of Honor, highlighting the life and heritage or legacy of Robert E. Lee and Stonewall Jackson. How can you contribute? Well, simply go to the website, tyrannyresponse.com, and scroll down to the bottom of the homepage. There you'll find our information with our mailing address. And what is that mailing address? It's P.O. Box 151 in Piedmont, South Carolina, and the zip code 29673. That's P.O. Box 151 in Piedmont, South Carolina, 29673, Tyranny Response Network. In addition to that, you can go to the policyofliberty.net website. That's my own homepage, folks, and scroll to the bottom of the homepage, and you'll see a couple of buttons to use your online payment services for PayPal or for Visa or MasterCard. We hope that you'll take your opportunity to go there, make a generous contribution. Even if it's a small contribution, it all adds up. It all helps, folks. Please don't delay in doing that. We'd love to be able to promote this show further than it is and improve our signal quality. They're constantly trying to do that, and hopefully this weekend they'll even have some more success. We're also trying to improve our show quality by adding more shows, and that's why Rip and Richie's hoping to begin his show this week, if not today or tomorrow, as soon as possible at the 4:30 slot. He and Bob Llewellyn will begin talking about their Sacred Cow Slaughterhouse show. We encourage you all to listen to that. It should be a great show and a great opportunity for those of you who like talk radio to have something interesting and alternative to do during the afternoon drive time, in addition to just the morning time as we have now with Christian Worldview. All right, well, back to the stories page. Who else is in the news but Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger? He's moving into the campaign mode now. Governor Schwarzenegger and the Democratic and labor forces that oppose him switched into full campaign mode after the government made official what he has threatened for months, a special election to change the way state government does business. Schwarzenegger announced Monday that he had signed a proclamation calling for a special election for November 8th, only the fifth special election in California since 1910. He wants voters to consider measures that would cap state spending, strip lawmakers of their power to draw legislative boundaries, and increase the amount of time it takes public school teachers to get tenure. He also is likely to endorse a measure curbing public employee unions' ability to raise political contributions from member dues. That move will almost certainly produce fierce opposition from national unions, who view the measure as a blow to organized labor. Democrats oppose it because they draw substantial campaign funding from unions. No surprise there. At any rate, to illustrate the point, teachers' union voted over the weekend to assess a one-time $60 increase on member dues to raise as much as $50 million to fight the governor's initiative. Democrats have called the ballot initiatives a Republican power grab with potentially devastating consequences for public health and education, of course. Anytime you cut taxes, they'll immediately point out how it's not going to be safe in some way. And not true. Anyway, the California Nurses Association, which fought Schwarzenegger over his efforts to block lower nurse-to-patient staffing ratios, said it intends to mount a national campaign suggesting Schwarzenegger is using California as a staging ground for social policies supported by the Bush administration. Oh, and Democrats don't use California as a staging ground for social policies, please. What a bunch of hypocrisy that is. Anyway, we're pleased to some extent what Schwarzenegger is doing with this and this round. We'll see how it actually transpires. The man is not shown to have any true integrity or character whatsoever in terms of being a true conservative, and certainly not a libertarian by any sense, stretch of the imagination. Pro-abortion, pro-homosexual, anti-gun. The guy is just not our fair-haired boy, even though many thought he would be. Of course, many also thought that George Bush would be a true conservative and actually lead us to the promised land. That hasn't happened yet, folks. Have you noticed? Think about it. He's been in there a while now. Do we still have abortion? Do we still have sodomy running rampant in ranks? Sounds like George W. Bush and his wife have their own sexual deviance, as a matter of fact. Reading Chuck Baldwin's piece recently kind of pointed that out. Well, what do we have with George W.? Is he really moving you the right way? Or have you been deceived? Are you even part of the gullible Christian right that believes the lip service of these Republican demagogues who get up there and do whatever they want? I think it's the latter, folks, and I think it's a sad state of affairs that Americans have fallen into, especially the Christian church. You're listening to Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coben, and we'll be back in just a minute.
Warning: Dr. Coben's show is not recommended for anyone with an aversion to deep thinking and critical analysis.
Are you interested in knowing about the faith and legacies of Robert E. Lee and Stonewall Jackson? Check out Warriors of Honor. It's a new DVD produced by New Liberty Videos. You can get a copy of this video by emailing the Tyranny Response Network production staff at production@policyofliberty.net. That's production@policyofliberty.net. It's only $20, and it's well worth it. Take it from me, Dr. John Coben. I've seen this video, Warriors of Honor. It is just outstanding in producing something of value for those who love liberty, who hold to the Christian perspective, and want to be encouraged about our past. Finally, a documentary that is willing to speak plainly about the Christian faith of Jackson and Lee. It is a beautiful and accurate account of two great Southern leaders and a war that forever changed our country. Steve Wilkins.
Albert Einstein once said, "Unthinking respect for authority is the greatest enemy of truth."
Hi, this is Dr. John Coben. Is it okay for a Christian to become wealthy? Did you know that 8 out of 10 Americans will face retirement with little or no savings, even Americans who had good incomes? At Integrity Group, we are dedicated to providing personalized service, finding effective ways to protect and increase your hard-earned money. Integrity Group is an independent financial planning firm that offers a wide range of services. We specialize in finding creative, custom solutions to meet the needs of each individual. Do you have concerns about providing for your retirement? Do you want to ensure that catastrophes like disability or long-term care will not wipe out your savings? Do you need to have your assets protected from creditors? Do you want tax-advantaged growth of your savings? At Integrity Group, we recognize that time passes all too quickly. Sound financial planning is not something to be delayed. Our offices are located at 514 Pettigrew Street in downtown Greenville. Make an appointment with Integrity Group today at 864-244-6464. That's 864-244-6464. Thomas Jefferson said, "Sometimes it is said that man cannot be trusted with the government of himself. Can he then be trusted with the government of others? Or have we found angels in the forms of kings to govern him? Let history answer this question."
You're listening to TRN, the Tyranny Response Network, where we comfort the afflicted and afflict the comfortable.
If you have a question or comment for the show, please dial 864-849-0275 or 864-201-6955. That's 864-849-0275 or 864-201-6955. You may also email your questions and comments 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to questions@policyofliberty.net. That's questions@policyofliberty.net.
And we welcome you back here to Christian Worldview this morning. Glad you've joined us. The phones have been mighty quiet today. Yesterday they kept ringing and ringing and ringing. Just kind of the way the day goes, I suppose. At any rate, hope you do have a chance to call in this morning with your questions and comments about the events of the day, some of the news stories we're talking about. Or if you want to talk once again about deep theological issues, yesterday we started talking about some of those things and received a couple of concerned listener calls, and appreciate that much. Anytime we get into talking about our differences, minor as they might be in the wider spectrum of things, always generates a lot of controversy. I'm glad to some extent that we make people, even those of us on the far right, I guess we can be called far right, need to be able to be challenged and think at some point, at some point in time. This is Christian Worldview, after all. We are here to talk about some of the deeper issues of the day, not just to lambast the obvious opponents, the dolts, the fools, those who would go out and destroy our liberty and try to undermine our rights and our ways of understanding the Scripture and pervert justice in the land. Those are the easy targets. What's harder to know sometimes is those who are close to us in the church pews, who hold to the divine right perspective, who are the modern-day Tories, who will oppose us because they believe they're doing God's service. Remember, Jesus Christ himself said that a day will come when men will kill you thinking that they are doing God's service, and not only applied to the Pharisees and Sadducees, sadly. It applied during our great American War for Independence. It applied during the War for Southern Independence. There were the War of Yankee Aggression in the 1860s. Indeed, good Christian men eventually began fighting against their brothers, people they would sit against in the pew, believing that by doing so they're serving the state and therefore serving the Lord. How sad that this sort of thing actually occurs. Yet it does occur, and we need to beware of those kinds of enemies and those kinds of problems, catastrophic events as they may be, and tragedies as they may be, because indeed those are the historical facts. Those are what we've seen in history, and we can only expect the same once again. So we move on, we press on here at the Christian Worldview program with Dr. John Coben. Well, here's another news story for you while we're waiting for the first caller to give us a jingle here at Christian Worldview. Once again, that phone number, 864-849-0275. That's 849-0275. Bush vows to speed up aid to poor nations. Nedra Pickler is the Associated Press writer who just writes about this story. President Bush said Monday the United States would speed up delivery for funding to poor countries after African leaders complained that one of his signature aid projects was rife with red tape. In March 2002, Bush said he would begin distributing foreign aid with the Millennium Challenge account. What is that? Countries would be eligible for the proposed $5 billion in aid only if they were committed to democratic, economic, and human rights reforms. How do they measure that? Maybe they give them a multiple choice test or something. Or who knows? Maybe they dip their arm in some kind of solution and see if it turns colors, a modern litmus test. obviously they're not very good at picking these people out if they really wanted to do those what they just said. The idea was, and maybe that's because they themselves are not committed to those sorts of things. I mean, really, unless we're going to take it in the real abstract form, democratic chaos, yes, and human rights as defined by what liberals think human rights should be. Yeah, well, maybe then you can say that's they succeeded. But in any traditional American sense, George W. Bush, his administration, and the Congress today are certainly not in favor of the principles of the Founding Fathers, and nor would they want to impose those principles on nations in Africa or elsewhere. Continuing on with the story, the idea was that little good comes from pouring aid into a country that has corrupt or unstable leadership, but the U.S. dollars can encourage good governments. Oh, really? His plan was slow to get off the ground, and Congress has not been willing to give him the funding that he wants. He's received $2.5 billion over the last 2 years, $1.3 billion less than he's requested, and compacts have been approved for just 4 countries. What a deal. If I didn't have to go to work and I just had to make requests, just make a request, and instead of getting, you know, $3.8 billion, I only get $2.5. Well, that'd be rough. You know, I guess I could live on $2.5 billion. Can't even imagine $2.5 billion. It'd be enough money to probably fill up my house, for all I know. When Bush met with presidents of 5 African nations on Monday, they said the bureaucracy and fine print make it nearly impossible to access the aid. Well, that's a good thing. That's too bad he's going to streamline it for him. I assured the leaders we will work harder and faster to certify countries for the MCA so that MCA countries and the people of MCA countries can benefit of this really important piece of legislation and funding, Bush said. Bush invited the presidents of Botswana, Ghana, Mozambique, Namibia, and Niger to the White House because all 5 won democratic elections last year. Well, George, we're so glad. We're so glad that you're doing all this stuff. What a joke. I'm sorry, folks. Robbing the American taxpayer to go and give it off to these African nations is simply immoral and evil and wrong, preposterous. And this is what your great Christian president is doing for you. Oh, gullible Christian right, religious right, when will you ever wake up and smell the coffee? Hopefully soon, because it only gets worse and worse the further you take us down the primrose path. You're listening to Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coben. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
Warning, Dr. Coben's show is not recommended for anyone with an aversion to deep thinking and critical analysis.
Hello, this is Dr. John Coben. Get a copy of Bible and Government, Public Policy from a Christian Perspective, my latest book. You can buy it online from Alertness Books. The link is at the top of policyofliberty.net. That's www.policyofliberty.net. It's only $11, and it will help you think about the Christian's relationship to public policy and the nature of the state. Be sure to get a copy today of Bible and Government, Public Policy from a Christian Perspective.
Marquis de Sade said, "Social order at the expense of liberty is hardly a bargain."
This is Dr. John Coben. Visit policyofliberty.net. That's www.policyofliberty.net on the web. You'll find there books and articles written by Dr. John Coben, that's me, the Tyranny Response Unit, regarding things related to covenant marriage, allodial land titles, and free market economics. You'll also find there portraits of famous economists, including their biographical information and links to their famous works, as well as many, many quotations for liberty. Visit policyofliberty.net on the web today and find a wealth of information to help advancement of the truth.
Mr. Speaker, I want someone on that side of the House to tell me the difference between the bold robber who holds you up on the highway and robs you of your money and the government that does the bidding of a band of robbers who prescribe the conditions by which you shall come in and surrender your money. I will tell you the difference. One takes his chances and runs the risk of losing his own life in his effort to rob others, while the other gang uses the governmental machinery to hold up and plunder the citizen and in the name of law commits his crimes against humanity. Congressman James T. Heflin, Alabama, 1909.
Liberalism is not to be tossed lightly aside, but to be hurled with great force.
If you have a question or comment for the show, please dial 864-849-0275 or 864-201-6955. That's 864-849-0275
or 864-201-6955. You may also email your questions and comments 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to questions@policyofliberty.net. That's questions@policyofliberty.net.
And since we're picking on neocons, and George Bush in particular, we might as well go to a few others that are saying similar things, like Representative Ron Paul from South Texas, MD, of course, neocon global government. He says, this week Congress will vote on a bill to expand the power of the United Nations beyond the dreams of even the most ardent left-wing one-world globalists. But this time, the UN power grabbers aren't European liberals. They're American neoconservatives who plan to use the UN to implement their own brand of world government. The United Nations Reform Act of 2005 masquerades as a bill that will cut U.S. dues to the United Nations by 50% if that organization does not complete a list of 39 reforms. On the surface, any measure that threatens to cut funding to the United Nations seems very attractive, but do not be fooled. In this case, reform success will be worse than failure. The problem is in the supposed reforms themselves, specifically in the policy changes the bill mandates. The proposed legislation opens the door for the United Nations to routinely become involved in matters that have never been part of its charter. Specifically, the legislation redefines terrorism very broadly for the UN official purposes and changed it to take action on behalf of both governments and international organizations. What does this mean? The official adoption of this definition by the United Nations would have the effect of making resistance to any government or any international organization an international crime. It would make any attempt to overthrow a government or an international casus belli for UN military action. Until this point, a sovereign government retained the legal right to defend against or defeat any rebellion within its own territory. Now, such activity would constitute justification for United Nations action inside that country. This could be whenever any splinter group decides to resist any regime, regardless of the nature of that regime. Well, this is a dangerous thing, and Ron Paul is very astute in pointing this out. Quite often, the liberals and the neocons will sugarcoat legislation by throwing in a tax cut or something that they know the right is going to like, and then the right gullibly follows along after it without reading the rest of the bill and realizing what's going to happen if they take the sugar-coated bait, so to speak. This happened recently in South Carolina with the PPIC bill, the Put Parents in Charge Act. This was ridiculous. They offered a small carrot, and people ignored the stick that would come from behind it. Thankfully, that bill is dead at the moment. Enabling evil, says Paul Craig Roberts, continuing in the same vein. Paul Craig Roberts I met down in Chile when I was there, actually co-authored an article with a gal that he co-authored a book with on capitalism in Latin America. We were writing about Augusto Pinochet, who was actually the George Washington of Chile. Anyway, what Paul Craig Roberts has to say, in 1996, Jonah Goldhagen published Hitler's Willing Executioners, Ordinary Germans and the Holocaust, his thesis that the mass murders of the Jews was not done on the quiet by a few Nazi fanatics. Instead, he writes, by their complicity, ordinary Germans who were willing participants in the slaughter. In other words, the German people, people, were guilty as well, because they accepted and permitted the slaughter of an ethnic group. Goldhagen's thesis has a rough sledding. German newspapers in the Third Reich did not report on the progress of the Holocaust. Few Germans had the means or willing to take the risk of listening to British broadcasts, which had no reporters on the German scene to investigate extermination rumors. By the time the Holocaust was underway, Hitler and the Gestapo had an iron grip on Germans and the German military. The potent German war machine had fallen victim to Nazi hubris and bitten off more of Russia than it could chew. Opposition to Hitler rose within the military. Generals hatched plots to assassinate Hitler, but every attempt failed. If generals commanding armies could not overthrow Hitler, it is unclear what Germans could have done. They could not vote Hitler out, as the Enabling Act made him a dictator. The Gestapo had put a stop to civil liberties, and there was no free press. So evidently this book is being criticized for good reason by Paul Craig Roberts. It's a good point he's making. He says further, if Germans were complicit, as Goldhagen claims, how can Americans avoid the charge of complicity in Bush's crimes against Iraq when Americans are in possession of such damning facts and have the power of impeachment? Why do Americans tolerate a liar and a war criminal as their president? Oh, why don't you mince your words a little better, Paul Craig Roberts? Let's read that again. Why do Americans tolerate a liar and a war criminal as their president? Love it. He's born again. Don't you see him going to church? Don't you see him giving lip service to the gullible Christian right at Bob Jones University or at any other Christian college for that matter? He's a good guy. He means well. After all, he's better than John Kerry, isn't he? Oh, really? Think again, folks. You've been misled. Nothing against Bob Jones, by the way. I just happened to pick that because it's the local Christian college, university in our town. Why has Congress voted still more money for an illegal war launched in deception? Why does the U.S. military permit its human and physical resources to be squandered in a pointless war that has no strategy for victory and known timetable for withdrawal? How can America be so dominated by a lame duck president that loses all sense of itself, its honor, and its purpose? Americans are complicit in the deaths of maiming of thousands of American soldiers for no valid purpose. Americans are complicit in the deaths of tens of thousands of Iraqi women and children as collateral damage. No one knows how high the number is because Bush administration does not regard Iraqi lives worth counting. Bush's war of deception has devastated Iraq. Cities and towns are in ruins. Infrastructure is destroyed. Half the population is unemployed. Pollution and disease are rampant. By continuing to defend Bush's lies, right-wing talk radio, Fox News, the Weekly Standard, National Review, the Wall Street Journal editorial page, and the New York Post, the New York Sun, and the rest of the neocon establishment are Bush-willing executioners. The neocon media differs not at all from the Nazi propaganda machine. The neocon fosters the same hatred and bloodlust. Kill the Iraqis, invade Syria, bomb the Iranians, devise usable nukes to subdue the Muslims, kill the American traitors who criticize our Führer, that's Bush, bend the world to our exceptional will. How much more shame and complicity will Americans allow Bush and his neocon brown shirts to shovel onto their shoulders before Americans say enough and remove from office the war criminal who has sullied America's good name? I really like that article. You know, there's a few articles on here I really like, and Paul Craig Roberts, we need to get him on the show at some point to talk about the brown shirt, but neocon brown shirts, especially George W. Bush. We'll have to put that into the save section of the radio show blurbs. Right on, Paul Craig Roberts. Let's call Bush what he is and expose him for the criminal and liar that he is. And also talk to the American people, especially the Christian right, who continues to leave this guy in there instead of impeaching him for his crimes against Americans and other people like Iraqis. You're listening to Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coben. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
You're listening to TRN, the Tyranny Response Network. It's roughage for your brain.
Government is not reason. It is not eloquence. Government is force. Like fire, it is a dangerous servant and a fearful master. President George Washington.
This is Dr. John Coben from Christian Worldview. You know, a lot of my listeners call and ask me about allodial land titles, covenant marriage, and other topics of importance to Christians who love liberty. Many of these things I've written about at the policyofliberty.net bookstore called Alertness Books. We invite you to visit the Alertness Books bookstore today and pick up the materials that will help you learn the truth and be free.
Marquis de Sade said, "Social order at the expense of liberty is hardly a bargain."
The Patriot Network is a national federation of local clubs devoted to bringing relief to the oppressed American taxpayer. It is based right here in the South Carolina Upcountry and chaired by Dr. John Coben's associate, legendary freedom warrior Robert Clarkson. Visit our website at patriotnetwork.info for full contact information, meeting times, and locations around the South and beyond. That's Patriot Network, one word, .info. There you can also sample many action reports, current and past issues of our newsletter, and mainstream news features about IRS rot, corruption, and incompetence. Find out what our decades-old organization may be able to do to put a stop to your IRS problems. PatriotNetwork.info commends Dr. John Coben on the founding of the Tyranny Response Network and his unique Christian worldview show, heard weekday mornings right here on TRN.
Warning.
Dr. Coben's show is not recommended for anyone with an aversion to deep thinking and critical analysis.
Sick of having the dead flies of bad public policy stink up the ointment of American liberty? The follies and foibles of the political sages of our day are plucked out daily on Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coben, weekday mornings from 7:30 to 9 o'clock, right here on 97.7 FM in Greenville.
Welcome to Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coben. Dr. Coben is an author, columnist, financial planner, and international lecturer. He holds a PhD degree in public policy, MA degrees in economics and business economics, and is a graduate of Reformed Bible College. Dr. Coben is an outspoken critic of public schools, government regulation, the IRS, paper money, welfare, and abortion. An evangelical Christian and the father of six homeschooled children, Dr. Coben is applauded by listeners across America and around the world as a champion of liberty, limited government, free markets, and peace. Now let's join Dr. Coben with Christian Worldview.
And we welcome you back here to Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coben. It's 15th day of June 2005, where we have a hot day on tap. Currently 75 in Greenville, Spartanburg, 77 at downtown Greenville, 76 in Anderson, 75 in Clemson. Going to get up to the mid-90s today. May even be hotter than that, since they always underestimate the highs, it seems to me. Lots of sun, lots of humidity, and just really, really hot today. As you're getting ready for work, you can be prepared for wear your bathing suit, probably, to work today. It's about the only way you'll be comfortable. No, your cubicles, air conditioning unit should work. What did they used to do in South Carolina before they had air conditioning? Must have been really tough to go to work. Or maybe people just got used to it. I don't know. I don't see how anybody could get used to it. It sounded like people saying, oh, the cold, you get used to it. I don't know how you get used to 50 below, and I don't know how you get used to humidity in 95 degrees. Anyway, we have lots of different news stories, too many to cover, it seems, today. The Tyranny Response Network staff has been working overtime to bring us just great reports and stories, and we're trying to cover them here today on Christian Worldview. If you have a question or comment for the show, I'd be glad to hear from you at 864-849-0275. That's 849-0275. The backup line also working, which is 864-201-6955. Be sure to visit tyrannyresponse.com or tyrannyresponse.net to find out all the events and goings-on here in the upstates, as well as related media. And one related media we'd like to remind you of is something called the Nationalist Times. Have you heard of the before I read this, let me tell you, the Nationalist Times is not something that you're going to find as light reading. There's some serious alternative news source here. The website, anu.org, is a well-done website. Has lots of things that you can glean from. But remember, folks, just because you hear it right here on the Tyranny Response Network doesn't mean you're going to agree with everything you read inside the pages of these magazines or newspapers. It just means that a lot of it you will agree with, and a lot of it will inform you with stuff that you're not going to hear elsewhere. So don't be afraid to get a copy of the Nationalist Times sent to you. It's not going to hurt you to listen to the true what other right-wing opinions might be. Nationalist Times is a politically incorrect monthly newspaper that has been reported on the progress of the Christian Worldview program since it began. TRN listeners can obtain a free postpaid sample copy by calling Nelson at 864-642-4315. Visit the Times website, anu.org. Mention this ad for a big discount on your subscription. The Nationalist Times picks up where the liberal media leave off and salutes Dr. Coben's pioneering broadcast work. We appreciate that support from them as well. Yeah, see, the Tyranny Response Network is a conglomerate of people who have different thinking on issues. But what the only thing we're completely committed to is the foundational principles of the Founding Fathers. And, of course, on Christian Worldview, we're committed to the Orthodox Christian faith, the Christian faith that is Orthodox, I should say, or fundamental, if you will. We are committed to those principles here. We're committed to being active in public policy, to thinking about policy issues, to thinking about economics, to thinking about the things that are important or should be important to the Christian worldview. That doesn't mean we go in lockstep. There are some people associated with the Tyranny Response Network that have great doubts, for instance, about how many people were actually killed in the Holocaust. Doesn't mean that everybody at the Tyranny Response Network agrees with this or thinks about this, but some people would say that instead of 6 million Jews, only 1 million were killed, or even less. I think this is a debate question that people can listen to and think about. It's not something they have to jeer away with and just horror and not ever talk about or discuss. Same thing is true when it comes to how we interpret the nature of the state and the use of the state in society, or how we might view making something illegal, or criminalization of drugs, or prostitution, or pornography, things we talked about yesterday. You see, there can be differences on these things. There can be differences on current social issues that are hot in the media, like illegal immigration. How we handle that? Do we privatize the border, as I said, or do we use an actual fence or a military buildup to stop the problem? Or is there not really a problem at all? Depending on who you ask at the Tyranny Response Network, you're going to get different opinions. All of them on the hard right, I guess you can call us, the right-wing opinions. Yet, nevertheless, there are differences of opinion. And these are good and valuable things. And we're here at the Christian Worldview Show to air those different opinions and talk about different points of view, especially as they come from our side. What you won't hear on the Tyranny Response Network, or it'd be a rare day if you did, is a liberal or a neocon, basically the same thing. And you're not going to hear too much from the divine right camp, the Tory camp, of Christendom today, which ends up supporting the liberal and neocon type causes in lockstep with allegiance to their state. You're going to hear alternative sources of information that you won't hear elsewhere. And that's what we're trying to help you do. Think better, folks. Think deeper. Think more clearly about issues and have a framework to be able to do so effectively. At any rate, we have a couple other news stories to get to. We want to get to one, and then we're going to go to a break. First one is simply this. Conservatives and liberals are aligned against the Patriot Act. The Washington Times reports conservative groups have found common ground with the Liberal American Civil Liberties Union in their opposition to the USA Patriot Act and pledged to wage a high-profile fight against it, claiming even its renewal is shrouded in secrecy. Former Representative Bob Barr, who led conservative efforts to impeach President Clinton, is leading a group called called Patriots to Restore Checks and Balances that is focused exclusively on opposing renewal of the Patriot Act. The effort is also enthusiastic support of the three of the most influential conservatives in Washington, Grover Norquist of Americans for Tax Reform, David Keene of the American for Conservative Union, and Phyllis Schlafly of the Eagle Forum. They support this effort because the true conservatives understand the Constitution and understand when it is threatened, Mr. Barr said. They are not your neocons and typical Washington insiders. This is a broad array of conservative groups. And the article goes on to say, Mr. Brinkman, for instance, against the Patriot Act, and polls showed him again ahead as the race winds down in suburban Cincinnati. This is one of the few issues that differentiate the candidates, Mr. Jansen said, adding that he thinks Mr. Brinkman's promise to fight for changes in the Patriot Act, something that would put him at odds with Mr. Bush before he could even unpack his boxes on Capitol Hill, has separated the candidate from the pack. Mr. Bush has made the renewal of the Patriot Act, which is set to expire unless Congress renews it this year, a priority of his second term. Fearing trouble ahead, the president devoted two public appearances last week to promoting it, saying the terrorist threats against us will not expire at the end of the year, and neither should the protections of the Patriot Act. A particular concern are Mr. Barr's coalition. Not all conservatives agree with some of the movement's biggest names. The Heritage Foundation has given full-throat support to Mr. Bush's version of the law. That's sad. The Heritage Foundation is usually a good think tank. Bob Barr is going to cast aspersions on that only true conservatives think ill of the Patriot Act. Ed Meese is for the Patriot Act. Rustus Rushdoony said years ago during the Reagan administration that Ed Meese is no conservative, by the way. Rustus Rushdoony, a great theonomic writer, passed away now, but he made clear about Ed Meese. Interesting to note that. Mr. Rosenweig said the Patriot Act has all the checks and balances of a police authority that has ever been around for a year, and its greatest feature is how it allows intelligence agents and the FBI to share the intelligence they gather. That is absolutely essential, Mr. Rosenweig said. Everyone realizes that except for Bob Barr. Well, we're glad to see that there are some other groups out there who are uniting against the Patriot Act, renewal of its provisions, and we'll see if that has continued success. Don't count on it, because they need this kind of act to continue to enforce their anti-liberty sort of propaganda and program. You're listening to Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coben. Time for another break. We'll be back in just a minute.
Warning. Dr. Coben's show is not recommended for anyone with an aversion to deep thinking and critical analysis.
Are you interested in knowing about the faith and legacies of Robert E. Lee and Stonewall Jackson? Check out Warriors of Honor. It's a new DVD produced by New Liberty Videos. You can get a copy of this video by emailing the Tyranny Response Network production staff at production@policyofliberty.net. That's production@policyofliberty.net. It's only $20, and it's well worth it. Take it from me, Dr. John Coben. I've seen this video, Warriors of Honor. It is just outstanding in producing something of value for those who love liberty, who hold to the Christian perspective, and want to be encouraged about our past. Finally, a documentary that is willing to speak plainly about the Christian faith of Jackson and Lee. It is a beautiful and accurate account of two great Southern leaders and a war that forever changed our country. Steve Wilkins.
Albert Einstein once said, "Unthinking respect for authority is the greatest enemy of truth."
Hi, this is Dr. John Coben. Is it okay for a Christian to become wealthy? Did you know that 8 out of 10 Americans will face retirement with little or no savings, even Americans who had good incomes? At Integrity Group, we are dedicated to providing personalized service, finding effective ways to protect and increase your hard-earned money. Integrity Group is an independent financial planning firm that offers a wide range of services. We specialize in finding creative, custom solutions to meet the needs of each individual. Do you have concerns about providing for your retirement? Do you want to ensure that catastrophes like disability or long-term care will not wipe out your savings? Do you need to have your assets protected from creditors? Do you want tax-advantaged growth of your savings? At Integrity Group, we recognize that time passes all too quickly. Sound financial planning is not something to be delayed. Our offices are located at 514 Pettigrew Street in downtown Greenville. Make an appointment with Integrity Group today at 864-244-6464. That's 864-244-6464.
Thomas Jefferson said, "Sometimes it is said that man cannot be trusted with the government of himself. Can he then be trusted with the government of others? Or have we found angels in the forms of kings to govern him? Let history answer this question."
You're listening to TRN, the Tyranny Response Network, where we comfort the afflicted and afflict the comfortable.
If you have a question or comment for the show, please dial 864-849-0275 or 864-201-6955. That's 864-849-0275 or 864-201-6955. You may also email your questions and comments 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to questions@policyofliberty.net. That's questions@policyofliberty.net.
An article came up from the Exodus Mandate, not to be confused with Christian Exodus, moving people to South Carolina from all over America, but the Exodus Mandate's telling people to get out of the public school system. According to Robert Knight, far too few pastors and parents are aware of the extent to which many school districts are collaborating with homosexual activists at the risk which that collaboration poses for our children and our culture. As the recent incidents involving with sex education curriculum in Montgomery County, Maryland, and the Little Black Book in Massachusetts clearly demonstrate, homosexual activists are becoming much more aggressive. "I would be happy to assist the committee in any way I can," he says, "to provide the facts they need as members to consider the Bochum Short resolution." Of course, this is at the Southern Baptist Convention they're talking about. Bruce Short wrote this great book, The Harsh Truth About Public Schools, where he exposed a lot of this alliance between school districts and the homosexuals. Excuse me. At any rate, this resolution is coming up next week at the Southern Baptist Convention, and we'll see if there's anything that comes out of it to try to get Southern Baptists to wake up and think about it. The fact that it even makes it to the floor of the Southern Baptist Convention is a remarkable thing in and of itself. And it is interesting to note what's going on in that particular church when it comes to conservative issues, true conservative issues like what's going on in public schools. We'll keep you posted on that as we find out if we hear more on the whole issue of the homosexual agenda and how it goes on with the public school or the convention that Southern Baptists have. Patriot Reauthorization Act is a danger to liberty, reports the Libertarian Party, the party of principle. Their national email blurb says, in its current form, the Patriot Act violates at least six of the amendments that comprise the Bill of Rights, they say. And so they're very opposed to it. Glad to know the Libertarians are on track with this, even if the neocons are missing the point entirely. Here we have the Walk on the Dark Side by Butler Schaefer. Suppose a loved one of yours is suffering from a terminal illness. This is on the LouRockwell.com website. Good website to go to. Suppose further you receive a bona fide offer to have this person cured by your agreeing to death of another person whose identity you'll never know. This unknown person could be living any place in the world and will have his or her life snuffed out the instant you agree to the arrangement. What will you do? The setting in which this question is asked is not conducive to realistic answers. The benefits held out to your loved one will not materialize, nor will a faceless soul on the other side of the globe be facing extinction as a consequence of your answer. In any way, my question is as meaningless as that offered to beauty contestants who were asked, if you had but one wish, what would it be for? To which each provides her Pavlovian response, peace and brotherhood for all mankind. It is because these women know they do not have such a wish that they provide the expected answer. So, too, with my question. Let me try to approach this question from a more familiar angle. Let's suppose that some mysterious foreigners managed to pull off a majority or major atrocity someplace in America, killing close to 3,000 people. You become understandably both fearful and angry. Fearful that your loved ones might be vulnerable to attack, and angry that someone could make you feel vulnerable. Your fear is enhanced by the anonymous nature of the attacker, so there is no clear target upon which to whom to focus or whom to focus your anger. And then he continues on later on, your ego becomes under attack from the harshest critic, that is yourself. Instead of reassessing your previous commitments, which would further damage and shake an ego by the admission of your error on your part, your anger now unconsciously directed to yourself intensified. You begin swinging wildly at an ever-increasing array of shadows whose lack of any connection to one another only increases your suspicion of widespread conspiracy aligned against America and, by indirection, you. These hypotheticals, one more fanciful than the others, help to reveal a side of our personality we prefer not to acknowledge, particularly our conscious minds. We're made in the image of God, of course, and living peacefully with others and desire for godliness are good things. But we also have a dark side or a corrupted nature. That's what he's pointing out here in this particular article. And let me jump ahead in the article. We can't read the whole thing here. He says, we're compelling others to bear the cost of our refusal to take personal responsibility for the consequences of our actions. We must know something about our own sins and understanding of repentance, for sure, if we're going, as one of our staff researcher points out, if we're ever to have a correct understanding of ourselves or how we should live in our social context. We have to individuate ourselves from the destructive force of collective mass-mindedness that is implicit in the whole idea of projection. But this projection remains the course, at least, of resistance to weak minds. The vicious nature of projection is further propagated by the collective guilt. We end up having these shadow personalities that we can cast off to other people to become socially insidious. For it to become socially active, the shadow must be afforded a sense of safety in numbers that only can arise from a generation of mob mentality. Anonymity, both in ourselves and actors of faceless as others as our victims, makes it easier for us to disguise our wrongdoing. So too with a lynch mob, or its political equivalent, a war. We hide in the mass, waving flags, and cheer others to join in the slaughter of those who accepted as scapegoats for our unresolved anger, he says. It has been said that the increased destructiveness of political systems over the centuries derives from the fact that our technological capacities have increased exponentially, while our civilizing sentiments have increased only arithmetically. In exploring our dark side, we might become aware of why placing weapons designed for mass slaughter in the hands of sophisticated killer apes. yes. Well, they are fallen creatures originally made in the image of God, but George W. Bush and these cronies are a little bit too dangerous of an ape to be having these kinds of things. At any rate, these people are the descendants of a long line of professional practitioners or real politics, their passing from the political scene will only make way for others now working their way through the minor leagues of statism. He makes a great point, I have to admit. We would better be advised to confront our own existential cowardice, and we might say, from a Christian world point of view, they might be better off if they just repent. Well, a little bit deep psychology there, but something we can consider, how the mass of humanity moves lockstep according to the banner of one unifying flag in order that they might continue on with the atrocities that go on in the world today, whether it be in Iraq, whether it be in the case of abortion. People hide behind the fact that there are there's one of the big larger group, and that larger group is somehow doing the right thing with their activities and actions. Sad but true, this is indeed what we face in a world today. We appreciate Butler coming up with that an interesting insight for us. All right, many of you have already familiarized yourself with Justice Brown. That's Janice Rogers Brown. I thought I'd pass along for you. Someone sent an email to me, said this. Janice Brown looks like a justice who's actually bothered to read and understand the Constitution. She holds a moral and high ethical ground on her judicial peers. I pray that her strength will not falter and that she will rub off on the rest of the judicial system. That was from Brian Morton from LibertarianChristians.com, a good source. So apparently Justice Janice Rogers Brown is better than people might have expected. We'll stay tuned to that whole event as time goes along. I'd like to hear some more from Brian Morton. Speeding through the stories as we can here, we got an email from Juliet just forwarding from Christian Heritage News, explicitly Christian News for America. When principles run against your deepest convictions begin to win the day, then the battle is your calling. Then battle is your calling and peace has become your sin. You must, at the price of the dearest peace, lay your convictions bare before the enemy and with all the fire of your faith. Pro reg for the king from Abraham Kuyper. Bush is promoting CAFTA, the next step to regional government in the Western Hemisphere, and the Christian News is critical of this. Bush pushes sovereignty-stealing trade agreement after French and Dutch voters reject the EU Constitution advancing regional government in Europe. Yes, the Europeans have turned things back, and instead of turning things back here, we're going ahead with CAFTA. CAFTA, supposedly to make trade freer, all it's going to end up doing instead is giving us more globalism, undermine the Constitution, undermine American sovereignty, and take away rights. Sad to say. Well, Patriot Act is helping dismantle constitutional liberties, says Chuck Baldwin. The White House has summoned its Justice Department officials to put a full court press toward the purpose of convincing Congress to reauthorize portions of the Patriot Act that are scheduled to sunset. The argument is that the Patriot Act must be renewed in order to help win the war on terrorism. However, instead of helping to win the war on terrorism, the Patriot Act is helping dismantle the fundamental liberties protected by the U.S. Constitution. The first argument used by the feds is the Justice Department's report. The Patriot Act has been used by law enforcement to conduct investigations leading to the conviction of more than 200 defendants for anti-terrorist or for terrorist-related crimes. However, according to the Washington Post, the numbers are misleading at best. The Post reported Sunday, June 12th, stated, an analysis of the Justice Department's own list of terrorism prosecutions by the Washington Post shows that 39 people, not 200, as officials have implied, were convicted of crimes related to terrorism or national security. That's it, just those 39 people. Post reported that most of the others were convicted of relatively minor crimes, such as making false statements and violating immigration law. Would the feds exaggerate and deceive Congress and the American people in order to gain more power? Of course they would, and have. And unfortunately, it appears Congress is more than willing to give the White House what it wants. Just recently, the Senate Intelligence Committee voted to expand the powers of the FBI to subpoena records without approval of a judge or grand jury in terrorism investigations under Patriot Act revisions approved Tuesday. Yes, it is sad, and Chuck Baldwin has hit it right on the head. We've covered this enough times today, but Chuck has done a great job in pointing out once again the errors of the Patriot Act. He concludes his piece for June 14th by saying, before the American people surrender their liberties to the ever-burgeoning and meddlesome federal bureaucracy, however, we should well remember the sage counsel of Benjamin Franklin, who said, they that give up essential liberty for temporary security deserve neither one. And we appreciate, again, Chuck Baldwin's bringing that to our effect and our minds today. Finally today, we have CAFTA's effect on us consumers would be small. That's what some people claim, like Jeffrey Sparshot from the Washington Times. President Bush wants it ratified. Former President Jimmy Carter is pushing for passage, too. Meanwhile, labor unions and sugar growers have lined up against the trade pact, and House Democrats remain skeptical. But not for most Americans, CAFTA hardly would be noticed, he says. U.S. lawmakers who vote yes or no cannot amend the deal are expected to adopt it and reject it by next month. It's a significant agreement, but let's put it in perspective. The CAFTA bloc is a major trading partner, but compared to U.S. economy as a whole, it's not that big, said Eric Autor, president of the National Retail Federation Industry Group, supports CAFTA. Well, I'm not going to read the entire article here that came out, but I think he's got a point. I don't think the economic impacts of CAFTA are going to be that great. Sure, there's going to be some job loss or shifting, but as far as America as a whole goes, this is going to be relatively insignificant. What Americans will feel, however, from CAFTA is the globalization of their court system, the globalization of their power base, so that the one-worlders will end up having a system of governance which is over the United States and undermines our security and undermines our sovereignty, and also which takes away our rights. So what we have with CAFTA is not so much a huge economic impact, although that will affect some people, especially in places like South Carolina, North Carolina. That will be relatively insignificant compared to the political and philosophical impact that it will have on America and the liberties that we have heretofore enjoyed in this country. We appreciate you listening to the Christian Worldview today. This is Dr. John Coben, about ready to sign off. Just want to make one more pitch before we do, that this is a month for special donations. Hope that you can support the Tyranny Response Network and help our improve our signal quality. Go to the policyofliberty.net website and use the PayPal buttons there for online services to contribute, as well as to use your Visa or MasterCard. Or you can go to the tyrannyresponse.com website, find the website there at the bottom of the website, the address for the Tyranny Response Network, P.O. Box 151 in Piedmont, South Carolina, and you'll be able to send a check there. Make sure to include your name and address, because this month, for any contributions of $25 or more, we'll be giving you a free autographed copy of my book, my latest book, Bible and Government, Public Policy from a Christian Perspective. $100 or more will also get you the video, Warriors of Honor, about the heritage and legacy of Robert E. Lee and Stonewall Jackson. Hope you support us. Thanks for listening, and we look forward to seeing you again here tomorrow for another edition of Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coben.
Thank you for joining us today on Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coben. We hope you will be with us tomorrow morning at 7:30 right here at the Tyranny Response Network for Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coben.